Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. One more segment, and then at 8:15, it is Trojan basketball. They take on Arizona State tonight. So let me get to the business at hand. I have a lot of news stories here. I probably won't get to most of them. So tomorrow night, my regular program from 7 to 9, I invite you to tune in. We'll get to a lot more of this. But we've got a lot of calls to get to. So let me take a few more calls, and then I may squeeze an item or two in that I want to share with you. Bobby is in Santa Monica. Bobby, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Bobby, thank you for calling.
Hi, Frank. Wonderful to hear you and what you believe and feel. I'm an 88-year-old lady, and this is the first time I've heard you or ever called into any show.
Wow.
I usually listen to 870, you know, another talk show. But what is wrong with our young people? Their responses are like, that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. Or, they'll work it out. They're so unconcerned about our future. And it's all laid out in the Bible, as you explained. However, most of the people don't read it. I have never encountered what is happening in our beloved country today. There's no patriotism. They are ignoring the fact that China is planning to get us into another World War III. And I'm worried about my family, and especially my 9-month-old grandson. What's his future? And if things don't change, I mean, you know, it's horrible. I don't have that much longer to have to put up with it, but I feel so bad for, you know, our country and so on. What is going on?
Well, let me give a brief response, but first I want to tell you how grateful I am for you.
Thank you.
You know, I made mention in the last hour that I have a sensitivity to the realities of wisdom. And there was a time in our culture where we looked to our elders were those that chronologically were older than us. You have life experience. You've lived through so much. And you want to talk about the personification of where we've gone wrong in our society today. There's one undeniable truth that we've stopped listening to our elders. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you very much. As far as the youth, my answer is not very popular. Even though I agree with you, the youth is kind of, well, they're a little confused. I think the ultimate truth is my generation and the generation after me, we were asleep on the watch. We didn't raise them right. We relegated our position of leadership to cowardice and indifference and selfishness. So they were raised by technology and screens, and we did basically nothing but try to keep up with the Joneses and worry about ourselves. And now we're reaping the rewards or lack thereof of a generation that truly is lost. But all is not lost. I will say this, you're a woman of faith. God's not missing anything. And I think to be alive right now with everything as dark as it is and evil doesn't even hide itself, I've never been more excited that God gives me breath where I can make a difference than right now. And you're a large part of that, too, and I just want to thank you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Bobby. God bless you. We'll talk again, hopefully. I appreciate you calling tonight. Lorenzo in Huntington Beach will be our last call. I want to share a story or two. Lorenzo, you're on 790 KABC.
Oh, Frank, a real pleasure. You talked about KLOS earlier, 1985, just about that time. I was listening with you, and I was searching with you, and a couple of Catholic boys, and we took different paths in our diversions, but we came to the same conclusion. I can call you a brother in Christ right now. And it's because of God's great mercy. Mine happened a little bit different. Dr. Vernon McGee was first time I ever heard the scriptures. Stopped me in my tracks figuratively. And then my sisters got saved, the Jesus movement. Mm. And they threw love at me like it's a different love than brother and sister, as you know.
For sure.
When you love in Christ. So I just so feel so kindred to you because of our past being so much the same. I went to I looked into Roy Masters. I was going to try to start following him, if you ever knew who he was. But
I sure did.
I was really getting divert, but Lord was so faithful. And I want to confess to you, I got saved. I was going to Calvary Chapel for 5 years and started doing it wrong again.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
The Lord, and those 5 years of that word being put into my heart and reading and all those Wednesday nights, Sunday nights, Sunday mornings, that word going in, it's the word that saves people. It's the word that brought me back. And I'm now in a fellowship, and I'm all in. We're going hard for Jesus. Mm. And I want to I don't know how to say it. I want to give you a spiritual hug right now, and thank you, thank the Lord for you being my brother. And when I heard you back on the radio, born again, renewed, refreshed, I was going, oh, I called my girlfriend Lily and said, guess who's on? She goes, oh, yeah, he's been on for a while. I'm going, oh, man, why didn't you tell me? She didn't know. She didn't know my background with you as far as listening to the radio.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that out there.
Well,
I just praise God for it.
I praise God for you. Let me share a thought or two that comes to mind. One of my best friends, the Lord has brought a man into my life that I thank God for every day. He is now an evangelist. His life is going across the country and preaching the gospel. This is a guy that played 18 years of Major League Baseball. He has 8 All-Star appearances, 4 World Series rings. He achieved the heights of success in baseball, crashed and burned, and you're alluding to you got saved and then kind of went wayward for 5 years. That's his testimony.
20 years.
20 years. Oh, my goodness, I misunderstood you. So the man I'm referring to is Daryl Strawberry. And Daryl is... He just checked on me this morning. We talked for 45 minutes. He's in New York right now doing a fundraiser. This man loves the Lord, is a brother in Christ, and my ministry, he's my main guy. And we have prayers and intentions this year to really get out there and start showing men who they are and God's purpose and plan. And you know, the last thing I want to tell you, God is so merciful. To save,
absolutely.
You know, Francis Chan was my first pastor. You may or may not know who he is or was. But he said something once that changed my life. He said, I praise God for saving me from myself.
Exactly.
And man, I can relate to that.
You know, and just real quickly,
yeah.
You know, the world looks at as Dale Strawberry is a big time loser with a capital L. Like my brother was a Dodger fan.
Yep.
But see, he doesn't know the Spirit of God, and he doesn't know what God does to men.
Yep.
He just see him as a loser. He let everybody down. You know, but you know what?
Yep.
God didn't let him down, nor did he us. It's the word that saves people. Word and of course the Father picks who, you know, he ultimately makes a decision, you know, how he's gonna reveal. You know, we have a choice.
We have a choice.
To believe it or not.
That's right.
Bottom line.
That's right.
Bottom line. Thank you, brother.
Lorenzo, I love you in the Lord. Go to my site, keep in touch, and I'd love you to maybe see more of what we do with men's ministry. God bless you. Thank you for calling tonight.
I'll see you in the air or see you there.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I've got a couple minutes to sign off. Trojan basketball is upon us shortly. I just want to thank you for listening and calling. I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying they've never heard me before. I invite you to tune in Friday nights. I do a regular program from 7 until 9 right here on KBC. And I was asked by the boss to come in tonight and give you an hour plus because of SC basketball. If I can help you, if I can serve you, if I can... Oh, I don't know. Come alongside in some way, shape, or form in your life. Would you email me? You can go to franksontag.com or you can send me an email directly, frank@kmgministries.com. I run a ministry along with an incredible man of God named Mike Johnson, and we have a heart for men, and there's a lot of work to do as long as God gives us breath. So, and I mean this. Jesus said the second greatest commandment is to love our neighbor as ourselves. If I can come alongside and help you in any way, email me. I'd appreciate you listening to the program Friday nights from 7 to 9. Get on my mailing list if you'd like to hear other programs. Every program I've done on KBC is up on our podcast section at franksontag.com. And that's it. God is real. I can tell you this much. As a diehard Bruin fan, I have no problem introducing USC basketball. Although I think God is really a Bruin, not a Trojan. All right. Thank you for listening and for calling. God bless you. We have SC basketball around the corner. They're playing Arizona State. It's an exciting time of year. It is March Madness. And I'll be back tomorrow night for more of this program. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific every Friday evening. You are listening to the first talk radio station in town, the one and only 790 KABC. God bless each and every one of you. Have a good night. Thanks for listening.